You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Forest and Bird appealed resource consents granted to Stevenson Mining in 2017 for a new proposed open-cast coal mine at Tikua on the west coast of the South Island. The court hearings have begun today and is expected to run for the next 2 weeks. Respondents to Forest and Bird's case are the West Coast Regional Council, the Buller District Council, and Stevenson Mining. So I took this opportunity to speak to Nikki Snowyink from the Forest and Bird about the case, hoping to learn more about the Tikua and their effects to block the construction of the new mine and its potential damage to the ecosystem. What was the initial consent given to Stevenson Mining that Forest and Bird has objected to? And like, what was that early timeline like?
This case has been going on for a few years now, and this case is currently in the Environment Court for resource consents for a coal mine up on Tikua in near Westport on the west coast.
As I've read, was it the consent was granted in 2017, but they were refused access in 2018 and lost a judicial review in 2020. What was that process like?
Okay, so there's sort of different processes. The latter process is about access to the land, and the former process is about resource consents to actually undertake the activity. So there's sort of two different processes going on here. And at the moment, I guess, we are hearing the appeals on the resource consents in the Environment Court, and that is what Forest and Bird is involved in. And the access is a completely different process.
How significant is the Tikua environment, and how would that have been impacted by the coal mines?
Tikua is this incredibly beautiful mountain just out of Westport, the backdrop to Westport, up there by the Buller Gorge. And it's a sort of a pristine, untouched landscape that's home to numerous endangered species. And it's kind of the last place where you'd really want to put any kind of open cast coal mine. Any new coal mining nowadays is a really bad idea, but putting it in a place like this is especially a bad idea because of this untouched, wonderful habitat up there for native species. So yeah, it's a really wonderful place that has incredibly high ecological values. It is Tikua is home to numerous plants and animals that are at risk or threatened with extinction, including things like roroa, the great spotted kiwi, South Island fern bird, to name a couple of at-risk species, and a whole bunch of really amazing indigenous plant species as well, native plants up there, as well as insects and lizards. So yeah, it's what we have is a really beautiful intact native ecosystem. It's the last place you'd want to put a coal mine at this point in time.
Aside from Forest and Bird, what other like ecologists or environmentalists are joining your guys' case, and how are they adding to your guys' argument?
That's a good question, actually. I can't really say too much about the court case at the moment. It's Environment Court. Forest and Bird is bringing a number of experts, and they're also joined by experts from the Department of Conservation and the Coal Action Network. They've joined the case. So there are a couple of other people who have sort of similar, or a couple of other groups, I guess, that have the similar kind of outlook to ours. Yeah, that new coal mines nowadays are a really bad idea, and especially putting them in a place like this, which is a place of really high ecological values.
What is like the timeline of this court case looking like?
We expect this court hearing began today, and we expect it to run for the next couple of weeks. And I think Forest and Bird's evidence will be heard later in the case, later on, towards the end of this week or next week.
And like, have you worked with any of like the local district councils on the case?
Well, this is for resource consents to the Buller District Council. The district councils, they are the West Coast Regional Council and the Buller District Council are the organisations that you make the application for consents to, so they are involved in this case.
And finally, I just wanted to ask about like the Water Conservation Reserve that like, I know this was like the previous case in the Supreme Court that you guys appealed for. How does that decision impact the coal mine and going into the Environmental Court at the moment?
Yeah, so the Environment Court at the moment is for the resource consent for the mining activity. And then, as you've just mentioned, the area is also a water conservation reserve held by the Buller District Council, I believe, administered by them. So, yeah, that just kind of adds to its ecological value, that it is a water conservation reserve as well, but that strengthens the reasons why you shouldn't. It's not a good idea to put a coal mine up there, in my view. But yeah, that's a separate process. This process in the Environment Court is around the resource consents for the activity. The other processes are around access to the reserve, and that are something different. Yeah, so currently I guess they still need to have access, permission to access the area to do the mining, which, yeah, at the moment they don't have, as I understand it. Yeah. So it's quite confusing to understand because there's a couple of different processes going on. This is just for the resource consents through the regional and the district council, and then the access arrangement is with the government, central government.
And that was Nikki Snowyink from Forest and Bird discussing their case against Stevenson Mining and the efforts to protect the Tokuia ecosystem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.